Welcome to the Midnight Society. I'm Erin.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're here to talk about ghost stories. True ghost stories. Things that have happened to us, things that we want to investigate, and things that have happened to you.
Email us your experiences at midnightsocietyae@gmail.com or leave us your firsthand story as a voicemail at 978-938-4BOO. Hey, y'all.
Hey, it's time for your special episode of Booze in the News.
And that's booze as in ghost, B-O-O-S, not booze like liquor, although we are a little tipsy.
Hello.
So this edition of Booze in the News is a little special. I went a little cryptozoology crazy because soon going to be visiting South Jersey. And if you are in the know, you know that South Jersey is where the Pine Barrens are. The goddamn fucking Jersey Devil.
This is me flapping my wings.
It's accurate, honestly, based on this next story.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I have to preface this by saying that this was actually just a video. So I'm technically going to be quoting and describing it.
And where's it from so that people can watch the video?
It was on HuffPost.
HuffPost! Yes.
Your source for crypto news. All right. Are you ready? The Jersey Devil flies again. Dave Black was driving home from work when he saw what he thought was a llama running in and out of the trees lining the road. Then, weird. If that wasn't enough, it spread out leathery wings and then flew off over the golf course.
A flying llama!
Now I'm going to describe the video to you. There was a piece of footage that literally looked like a Muppet sort of just like flapping its puny wings over like a tree-lined horizon. And the woman who was like, quote, newscasting said, yeah, I'll let you be the judge. And then it cut to a police officer who was saying, to the residents of South Jersey, the Jersey Devil is not a joke. It's not a cartoon character. This is a fearsome, awesome, dangerous creature.
Ayo. Indeed it is.
Yep. Check out that HuffPost. So I was looking that up because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be hiking around the Pine Barrens.
Yes.
So was hoping to catch a glimpse myself. And so then I came across some additional crypto stories.
You did?
If I can lay that on you. All right. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Bigfoot is wandering Michigan man's property and eating pizza, he claims in police report.
I'm from Michigan.
I know. I thought of you.
I can fucking relate.
I thought maybe you knew him because there are like five people who live there.
I mean, he eats pizza, so obviously.
Who else could it be? there is a photo. This is also on HuffPost. Don't judge me. But I don't see him holding pizza, so I don't really know.
What?
Right? Okay, so it is a run-of-the-mill case. Man claims assailant vandalized his estate, requests assistance from law enforcement. Only the accused, in this instance, is Bigfoot, who has allegedly been wandering around a Michigan property for more than a decade, shape-shifting and eating pizza.
What?
Blah, blah, blah. Breckenridge, Michigan. Do you know where that is?
Breckenridge?
Mm-hmm.
No, not offhand.
A man came to the Midland Law Enforcement Center armed with evidence, including photo albums, empty food containers, dirt, and alleged Bigfoot scat to ask for help verifying the existence of the mythical creature, according to the report from the Midland County Sheriff's Office. He explained that he accidentally, quote, awoke the Bigfoot spirit by knocking branches against trees to break them into smaller pieces, which we all know is going to wake Bigfoot up.
Yeah.
Don't wake him up. He'll be angry.
No.
I explained that scat would not contain DNA, says the police officer involved. And he was reminded that the Michigan State Police will not process it either.
So I have a tie-in to cryptozoology. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot next season about the Bridgewater Triangle.
Da-na-na.
And Amanda's story had me thinking about a lot of things. She mentioned the New Jersey Devil. It made me think about Mothman. It made me think of all sorts of shit. including things that you find in the Bridgewater Triangle, like Pukwudgies and Bigfoot.
Sorry, Pukwudgies just sound so cute. I know they'll rip my throat out.
Yeah, so you'll find out more about what Pukwudgies are, but they're essentially little trolls that live in the woods, and they're usually up to no good.
Yeah, but they're part of, like, Native American legend. Absolutely. Too, so they sometimes appear to you in, like, animal form and do things like laugh at you and then attack you.
They're shapeshifters, so there are ties between the Pukwudgies and, like, skinwalkers or shapeshifters and things like that.
Wild.
More to come next season. But guess what? FX, developing horror thriller, The Bridgewater Triangle. This is from an article in Deadline. In a competitive situation, FX has acquired The Bridgewater Triangle, a short story by Brian Miller, for television series development with Noah Hollywood, who apparently has produced other things that are pretty famous, but nice. Guess what? I don't know. I think they're also scary, so I probably should know, but guess what? I don't know.
Well, based on our last episode, I wonder if they are actually filming the Bridgewater Triangle, and if so, if all those electronics are going to go haywire.
So they are supposedly filming this locally, and so the premise, everyone's heard of the Bermuda Triangle, but there's a far more terrifying place known as the Bridgewater Triangle in southeastern Massachusetts. It's an actual area of well-documented supernatural activity that covers 17 small towns and 200 square miles of New England. The Bridgewater Triangle is an apocalyptic horror thriller set in these small towns. When a massive paranormal event strikes these 17 communities simultaneously, it turns these idyllic towns upside down and affects thousands of lives. Three estranged siblings must somehow survive and come together in the chaos as the only ones who can stop it.
By so the it's way, a fiction. This isn't sponsored.
No.
But we will accept money.
Yeah. So this is a fictional show, but it's based on the Bridgewater Triangle, which is a place Amanda and I have gone to a couple of times now at this point. Call us. Let us know your stories about the Bridgewater Triangle. Ghost and its pet caught on camera in shocking footage.
Oh my goodness. I hope it's cute.
It's from the New York Post, posted August 26th. Joey Nolan and his wife were shocked to find what appeared to be a human-like spirit walking around their Long Island, New York home with a smaller, animal-like pet of some sort. The pair, who checked their home security footage after leaving their cat, was sick. Immediately shared the strange clip with friends and family, which went viral after posting it to YouTube. To make things even more eerie, just weeks earlier, both Nolan and his wife had the exact same dream about a dog, only to have an apparition show up on camera shortly after. I said to her that maybe the spirit of the dog hopped into the bed with us the night we had the dreams, Nolan shared. Initially, I tried to play it off as a cobweb, flies, dust, but actual steps the figure takes in the kitchen. It's strange. And this is, I'm mentioning it because
sorry,
it reminds
I feel like
me.
I'm watching William Shatner do a, like a dramatic reciting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a podcast. You can't see me.
No, it's good. I'm liking it.
But this is reminding me of both Bob Heskey and his footage that he got. Yeah,
the Ghost in Emily's Crib.
And we recently aired an episode about technology. Mm-hmm. And so it all kind of came together for me with this. A pet.
That's awesome.
And something actually, I think we aired this in the episode. I don't think we edited it out, but Bob mentioned, you know, people wrote into him and they were like, oh, maybe you're actually picking up footage from somebody else's video camera and it's like overlaying because like if your neighbor has the same camera or something, maybe that's overlaying on that. So that's something that I thought of when I saw this because it definitely, you can go on the New York Post, Google this name, Ghost and Its Pet, caught on camera.
Well, that's actually...
And it looks like there's, like, a guy walking down a step and then, like, a cat or something. Maybe it's a dog. Like, it looks like some sort of pet jumps up on the step and jumps back down.
And that has been this edition of
Booze in the News. Happy October. Goodbye.
Bye.
Special shout out and thanks to the Tenafly Vipers for the opening song, Come Ride the Bull. Also, special shout out to David Miller for helping us with some background music.